Hi, Anne Ribley here, and I want to welcome you to this week's mantra. I am in position with my prosperity posture. Let the way you walk, talk, and hold yourself be in position with the posture that radiates prosperity. Posture is so important because it shapes. Let the truth of your prosperous soul empower your life posture to help shape miraculous conditions to fill your day, to fill your week, to fill your life. Anchor to these mantra words, prosperity posture, throughout your day. This will help you stand tall. It'll help you meet your day with the bright promises of possibilities and gifts that are ready to be received, that are ready to come to you. I love the word prosperity. And now you take that and add that to posture, your prosperity posture. You know, it was interesting a few years ago when I was talking to someone I was close to, she wanted to share something with me. And she's like, well, let me think about how I can say this because I don't want to say it in a way that I would attract something negative to me. And what I said to her is when you get that internal positioning, the embodiment of truly the prosperous place that your soul already is, the position that's already available, that you are already connected to, and you get very intimacy with it, into me I see, and you know that, and you let that place speak to you, then what happens is the way we talk, the way we walk, we don't have to worry about what comes out because it doesn't come out with lack. It doesn't come out with scarcity because we're owning that embodiment. That's why mantras matter, because what we're doing is we're giving the messaging that's true to the soul of us. So think of your prosperity posture, almost like doing yoga for your consciousness of prosperity. Prosperity is such a natural, thriving, God, abundant, affluent state. That is not a place that we have to, once we get to there, then we'll have our prosperity posture that we can hold ourselves to in our lives. It's a place that already resides within us. And my greatest, most miraculous changes that have always happened for me that are sustaining. That's what you want. I mean, we've all had good fortune, good circumstances come into our lives. And how long can we hold on to that feeling of just that circumstances? It's fleeting. It's changing. But when we have it from the burning deep desire and understanding and knowing from within ourselves, we hold ourselves to a posture that becomes a consciousness that becomes an attraction back that pulls to us those good circumstances. So this week, I want you to think about in your mantra, the messaging that you're going to embody as it being a position of prosperity posture for yourself. You know, this idea of how important our spiritual posture is, and that can have many names to it, including our prosperity posture, came to me when I was at a time in my life where I had to face many unknowns, which could allow a lot of fear to seep in, a lot of feelings of being inadequate, not enough. And it was when I was faced with a court situation, and I was there without an attorney, and my former husband was there with an attorney, and the very first hearing, it was overwhelming. It was very clear that it seemed as if I didn't have the power to play the game the way he was, because I was there without an attorney and he had an attorney, and there was like a whole set of language and rules that were going on. So with deep reflection, and a lot of people even offering to get me an attorney to be on my behalf, I did not want to be wasteful. I didn't want to be wasteful to the money that people wanted to give me for an attorney. And I got to this place of ownership. And this is where that posture exists within us. It's the soul of us. I like to call that the soul stamina of us. I got to this place where I knew that I could walk into the courts with my spiritual posture and not be hurt. I just knew it. I knew it that if I came from that right place within my own spiritual posture, and as things did play out and I understood a little bit more of how it was. Now, I'm not saying there's different times that we need that external support and help, but I knew it. I knew that place within me that I could carry myself with the spiritual posture of what I knew to be true. And it was truly an ownership of that abundance, that good favor, that good fortune, the prosperity that will always work in our favor when we position ourselves in that posture, our own prosperity posture, to attract more of good thriving circumstances into our life. When we stand in that position that's truly authentic, which is another word for being the author, authentic to our own lives, you have a prosperous soul. Your soul is prosperous. Align to that position. Hold that position. Posture that position. And miraculous gifts will be attracted unto you in your prosperity posture. Hold yourself high, your eyes up to the world, your arms open wide, and walk with brightness, with your prosperity posture, in position, welcome and ready to receive, and allowing the good fortune to be pulled to you with ease and grace. Namaste, my beautiful ones. Namaste.